This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian.
And Vincent.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms coming up. I think we've talked enough about Venezuela. I think we've pretty much...
2 hours is enough.
...outlined what is going on down there as protests continue with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in the streets across the Venezuelan country. And, of course, many centered there in Caracas. If you want to weigh in on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. But we're going to continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. And this Ocasio-Cortez... the young socialist chick.
Representative from New York.
New York. Who I guess we talked about her a little bit last week when you were on.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a coincidence that you brought her up only when I was here, because like with the Onion story about Fox News obsessing over her all the time.
Oh, yeah, 24/7.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, she's basically given the right-wing media a punching bag or a doll or something to talk about constantly. And it's like, really? When I was at my dad's place just a few weeks ago, he has Fox News on all the time. I turned Fox News. Oh, coming up, Ocasio-Cortez. Like, every show, we're talking about something she's saying. And, I mean, if she's doing this on purpose, she's a genius, because you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Well, there's people who disagree with that particular saying, but I think it
most people are called wrong.
I think it tends to be a true statement. In the case of Ocasio-Cortez, now we actually have not reported on her very much. I think we touched on her election, you know, back when it was happening.
Well, we're not reporting on her either. We're just saying we're just repeating all the
everything
stuff.
She says.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You know, she is kind of like Trump. He's kind of like a gold mine, right? For talk radio, he does and says some dumb things too. But he also does some really entertaining stuff as well, like, you know, firing a bunch of bureaucrats or politicians and,
or shutting down the government for record lengths.
Yes. It's still presumably shut down. I haven't heard they've started it back up. So we're now over a month at this point of the government shutdown. So, you know, every now and then he's getting something right too, like the meeting with Kim Jong-un, last year, which by the way, Trump and Kim Jong-un expected to meet again coming up in February. There's a headline, that Kim Jong-un was saying, quote, he expects, quote, step-by-step talks. So the North Korean government has already been making steps towards denuclearization as part of their agreement that they made last year with Trump and South Korea. And so this is going to take that presumably to whatever the next step is. So I think that's, you know, I got to say that to me so far is Trump's biggest win. The negotiating of some kind of peace between North and South Korea. Now, I don't know if they've officially ended the war yet, but they're working towards that eventual goal. So I think that's great news. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent.
Yeah, what a coincidence. I talked to AOC last week.
AOC. You mean the Administrative Office of the Courts, which is what you've been calling about over the last several days. So what's the latest?
I wanted to reply to the question you posed as you were ending the topic on that, or responding to me yesterday, and that is you have the state agency complaints, so that you may have some luck, or more likely they'll just ignore you, like the.
Your question was about what do you do when there's malfeasance within the government? Who do you go to?
Right, and so. So the various agencies like the Attorney General, the State Auditor, et cetera, you can file complaints with them and maybe they'll help, maybe they won't, more likely they won't, because mm-hmm. they're kind of censuring their own and they don't like to do that. And so the outside the agencies, so the other issue and a better likelihood of a positive outcome would be to take it to court, and then you have to look at whether you're talking about state court or federal court.
Mm-hmm.
And in the state court, once again, you're less likely to have a great outcome because they're all cronies within the state court.
They all know each other. Yep.
Yeah, they all know each other. And even though it's a little bit easier to force a judge to do the right thing. If the law says clearly that the judge must do what you want them to do, it's a little bit easier to force their hand even when they don't want to. They still have the crony system going on. And I know that you're not quite a real fan of the federal courts. However, I've been watching the judges here in the federal courts for a decade as well, and I have seen some favorable results come out on questions like this, especially from a federal judge, James Parker, and another one, Judge Browning. They actually have helped some people, so that's a good sign. And the grounds for going in, I mean, if you go into state court, you're going on the argument that the state is, here the state has written this statute, and clearly the evidence shows that the state is violating the statute, and you try to get the state court on that and get them to simply write an order and an injunction.
Right, and in that case, if the court were to write an order saying, you bad state actors, you need to do as we say, or as I say, I, the state, I, the courts, say, then if the state actor does not do as that judge demands, that would then be contempt of court. So you may be right. Federal court may be your best bet as far as trying to hold state government bureaucrats accountable. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because then if you're held in contempt, then, in theory, the judge could throw you in prison over that. Because contempt is sort of this inherent power of the Western court systems. It doesn't exist in any kind of statute. There's nothing written down that really talks about contempt being authorized by, say, the Constitution or authorized by the legislature. It's just accepted.
Like a relic power.
Yeah. It's just accepted as what a man in a robe can get away with. So, and there's, of course, criminal contempt. There's direct criminal contempt. There's indirect criminal contempt. I think there's civil contempt as well. I don't know a whole lot about civil contempt. I don't know if civil contempt can be punished with jail, but I suspect it can. If it's ordered by a judge and you violate it, they take that pretty serious.
Well, and I will say in some cases, and I don't know if this is a point that David Trio was trying to make, but usually federal, anything federal sounds bad, because just the way things are. But in some cases where the local courts are, in deep in the pockets of whatever local boss hog who's running the town, federal court does seem like a decent, slightly less biased alternative. Like I remember what was it back before he took the plea deal, Chris Cantwell, he was worried about being tried. He wanted his trial to be outside of Charlottesville because it was too
corrupt.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just for corruption. I mean, versus the corruption is one thing,
and I think
they
did not give him that when he motioned for that change of venue. They did not give it to him.
That's why I believe he took the deal.
That's one of the reasons. Yeah, he figured he was going to get a raw deal, so he went ahead and took the less raw deal.
I would be curious to see how it would have played out in federal court, though.
It sure would be interesting if we could play two different versions of reality and actually compare, what would happen. Unfortunately, we don't get that ability. Now, we will get to make the decision as to whether or not predictions come true, because you can't compare two different versions of reality, but when somebody sits here today and says X is going to occur, and then further says that X is going to occur within Y amount of time, well, then you can get just wait until that time frame goes by and see whether that prediction was correct. According to a story over at Grabian News, Grabian.com, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York, said the world's going to end in 12 years, unless the government takes action. Said this on Monday at a Martin Luther King Forum in New York City. Here's an excerpt from her interview with Ta-Nehisi Coates. Quote, and I think I don't know what she sounds like. And I think the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people, because millennials aren't people, in Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. Your biggest issue is how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for what? What is she talking about? Do you have any idea?
No. I'm still stuck. You know, she's talking about climate change. If the government's taking care of climate change in 12 years, I want to know what the government is going to do about Nibiru.
What the heck is that?
Nibiru?
Isn't that like a moon or something like that? A secret planet? What was it, Nibiru?
I just hear it. And it's coming. I keep hearing it. It's coming.
Oh, isn't it going to, like, destroy the Earth's orbit or something? What's the fear with this thing? You're laughing. You must know what the claims are.
Well, I want you to tell me. I was listening to GCN the other day.
Hold on. I want you. Hold on. We'll find out about this, because I know I've heard about this nonsense claptrap on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in. toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-3 like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author Jason Hansen is giving away a book that covers the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. Things that can save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event at freeescapebook.com. It's the Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. It's free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, they come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer where he had escape bags. In his free book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid down event. You can get your copy at freeescapebook.com. That's freeescapebook.com. As we continue here, we were talking about this Ocasio-Cortez making a prediction that basically the world's going to end in 12 years. She says, this is an actual quote, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And there's more to her quote. We'll share that. But then for whatever reason, you brought up this Nibiru thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, inside joking aside, Nibiru is like it's been predicted for, I think, decades, maybe. Right. And it's like it's to get people to in this case, in my belief in Nibiru, it's like some rogue planet's going to crash into the Earth. And it's to get people, you know, some people like being scared. Right. It's like why sure. people like watching scary movies. And so in some cases, you know, some people like listening to fear porn like Alex Jones.
It makes life more interesting. For
exactly.
Them, right?
And I think this is what and that's why I make the comparison in Nibiru, because what was it? I haven't seen an Inconvenient Truth in a while, but like from what I've understood, because usually when Al Gore speaks, it goes through one ear and out the other. But this guy said, like, by now we'd be all underwater, and he's making all these apocalyptic predictions, saying, oh, within
buy my book.
You know, exactly. Watch mm-hmm. my movie. Watch yeah. the sequel. Do this while he's flying around in a private jet. And so I think this is exactly what Ocasio-Cortez is doing. She's trying to, or maybe she's not even trying. Maybe
she's trying to gin up fear, for
well,
sure.
The way she sounded it, and maybe, you know, obviously when you write down, when you transcribe what someone says, you know, they have ums and like, so it makes someone sound naturally stupid. So I'd want to listen to how she says it actually. But, yeah, if she's not trying to make fear porn, it's just pretty stupid, right? At least Alex Jones, when he makes fear porn, he's vague about it, so you can't call him out. He doesn't give actual concrete dates.
That the part of it that is generational is
you
that
actually do get what she has
millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is
yay! Let's address climate change. Now, what does that actually mean?
Carbon taxes.
And how is that going to address anything?
Well, you see, if people have to pay more money to put gas in other cars and pay more money for cars, they're not going to buy cars or gas anymore.
Yeah, but they still got to get where they're going to go.
Well, we don't think that far ahead. Let's not worry about that. Let's just get... You know, it's like what Nancy Pelosi said. We got to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
I'm kind of having fun reading her actual statement. Do you want to actually just listen to it, or should I continue?
No, Ian, you can continue. You did a pretty spot on.
Your biggest issue is how are you going to pay for it? And what is it again? What is it? You know,
of these pronouns. She's got to mind her pronouns.
The government. Look, the marketplace. If people want green, the marketplace is providing that. The marketplace is showing people green, right? Here's some cars you can buy that don't even have gasoline. Here's some cars that are the hybrids, where they're kind of half gas, they're half, you know, battery power.
Well, either way, no, the battery, where does the battery power come from? They plug it into an outlet that goes back to a coal or gas power
mine.
Plant. Not a coal mine, a power plant.
Sure.
And, yeah, so it's just a waste of electricity. You know, you might as well just stick the gas straight into the car.
She says, and, like, it's the war... Or excuse me, like, this is the war. This is our World War II. And I think for younger people looking at this are more like, how are we saying let's take it easy when 3,000 Americans died last year? From what?
I'm sure a lot more than 3,000 Americans died.
From what? How are we saying let's take it easy when the end person died from our cruel and unjust criminal justice system? Now, she's right about that, because I think we looked at that last week, right?
Clock.
Yeah, so we looked at her position on criminal justice last week, and she's She's pretty good on that issue, but she's not well informed. How are we saying take it easy? The American where we're living today is dystopian, with people sleeping in their cars so they can work a second job without health care, and we're told to settle down. When she says you're told to settle down, does that mean stop complaining or settle down with a family? And it's a fundamental separation between that fierce urgency of now, then why can't we wait that King spoke of? Oh, Martin Luther King, right, because it was Martin Luther King Day that she was speaking on. That at some point this chronic reality do reach a breaking point, and I think for our generation it reached that. I wish I didn't have to be doing every post, but sometimes I just feel like people aren't being held accountable. So that's why I'm posting on Twitter. Okay, I added that last line, but that's what she's talking about, right? When she talks about doing every post. I mean, again, she's not crystal clear with what she's saying. She's just rambling. So that's what she means, right? Posting on social media. Like, so this is how she's holding people accountable?
Well, Ian, that's her activism, right? Posting online is activism.
She says, until we start pitching in and holding people accountable, I'm just going to let them have it.
Let them tweet.
Update. Ocasio-Cortez responded to Grabian's post. She writes, quote, for some reason the GOP seems to think this is a gaffe, but it's actually a generational difference. Young people understand that climate change is an existential threat. 3,000 Americans died in Hurricane Maria. What? Is that true?
Well, I mean, people are going to die. Hurricanes have been happening even before we had Hummers and SUVs, lady. I mean, people die mm-hmm. all the time. I mean, it's like, you know, when they talk about, I'd say what killed more Americans than the hurricane was the government's incompetency in dealing with it, right? Like, there's what, some townships or counties in Texas refused to give aid to certain towns or certain people if they didn't sign a contract saying that they would not boycott the state of Israel. So the government, I mean, like, if there was, like, no government, I'm sure just as many, if not fewer, people would die from these hurricanes than they already do, right? And then we're not even beginning to talk about the disaster that was Katrina. So, you know, she's trying to blame Mother Nature on these, or she's trying to blame climate change for all these deaths. Look a little bit right. closer to home there, AOC.
Yeah, I did just look this up, by the way, Vincent. According to Wikipedia on Hurricane Maria, the death toll in Puerto Rico was initially reported as just 64, but revised after several studies estimated between 1,400 and 5,740 deaths were attributable to the storm. The official estimate of 2,975, so close to 3,000, as she said, based on a study commissioned by the governor of Puerto Rico. Well, that's honest, right? It's a government study.
The more bodies, the more
the
aid.
More funding.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So that's a huge discrepancy to go from 64 dead to 3,000 people dead. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything that you want. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Also, there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. Jump on into one of those. We'll put you on the air with us. You can talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. I guess that's it from Ocasio-Cortez. But we have more on the way, and you can bring up what you want.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is officially postponing President Trump's State of the Union address until the government is fully reopened.
The government is still shut down. I still make the offer. Let's work on a mutually agreeable date, as the original date was mutually agreeable, so that we can welcome him properly.
What happened? President Trump responded at the White House.
Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth.
The president says Pelosi can't win. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving American diplomats 72 hours to get out of the country. He's breaking diplomatic relations with the U.S. after President Trump announced the decision to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us here. Bring up anything that you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Vincent.
That toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the Venezuelan conflict that continues to bubble up down south, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is saying the world is going to end in just 12 years' time. And there are people out there who will buy this stuff.
Well, you know, end in 12 years' time due to climate change, right?
Yeah, that's what she's claiming, yeah. Exactly what that means, I don't know. You know, what does the world ending look like when it's due to climate change? Is she saying there's going to be a bunch of hurricanes that are going to, you know, exterminate the entire world's population? Is the earth going to become so hot that you cannot survive anymore?
So the studio's going to get some beachfront property. I think that's what they're saying here.
It's
going to be beachfront.
I just don't understand it.
Florida's going to disappear.
You're saying Florida's going to go back underwater?
Yeah, okay. So from what I remember in all the indoctrination of the climate change.
Right, because you're still in college. You're still getting it, right?
Not from the college. I mean, luckily I could avoid that. I'm talking about the place I can avoid it, which is back at the
high school?
Yeah, at the high school, the junior high, the elementary school. It's all there, all sorts of propaganda. And so I remember were saying how, like, polar bears are going to be extinct. They said how, like, nations like, what was it, like, in the Caribbean, Southeast Asia, underwater. London's going to be underwater. Neverland's going to be underwater. Florida's
going to be
gone. But
didn't they say in the 70s there was going to be an ice age?
Yeah, in the 70s they said there was global cooling, and they had the idea of putting a bunch of soot all over Antarctica to absorb the sun. And then it's like 10 or 20, a few decades later, we're like, oops, we are all wrong. You got it now. But now we're right, right? And
if, now
you,
we're
if,
right, yeah.
if you don't believe us, you're going to jail for being a climate denier. We're trying to arrest people for denying.
Are they really?
Well, I mean, you know, I shouldn't even use their terms, right? But climate's always changing. We're trying to, what they really want to do is arrest anyone who speaks out against carbon taxes.
The official
position. Global warming.
That's, you know, absolutely right. There's been so much confusion on the issue of climate and the environment, and I don't understand why anybody believes these people. I don't understand why anybody puts any stock into these people's predictions.
Well, because you have, they have the media, they have the academia, they have all,
right.
The schools, the media. That's all
true.
You need. That's all you need to control, because all you have to do is say, well, that doesn't make any sense, and you have all of you, but all these people on TV, and my teacher, you know, are you denying science? Are you an idiot?
All the scientists say.
Exactly. Well, right? When they say, like, 99% of climate scientists or something, it's like 99%, I'm not sure about this exact figure, but a lot of the times they would say, out of all the people who were there, right, that they hand-select, they agree with that. So there's all sorts of ways to fudge the numbers.
Yeah.
I remember they had something that said, they had like a decree that said, oh, the sun doesn't affect Earth's climate. So we're not going to think about that when we talk about climate change, the sun.
Ridiculous. Story here from, let's see. Oh, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts, by the way. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Vincent, there has been in the news these French protesters, and we can talk about them coming up here in a little bit. But you actually had, you had something else, didn't you? Something that you wanted to get on here.
I had several things. You know, we could go in either way, right? They're both related to AOC or global warming. I have here, so Apple from...
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, so I guess we'll go into that one. So Apple, they... I remember reading somewhere anecdotally that they're having a hard time. Yeah, somewhere I saw that most of their profits come from sales of phones. And they have all different... They have, like, three new phone models planning to come out. I have the same... I don't have an iPhone, but I've had the same model of smartphone ever since high school, right? I've had this for years, and their business model is expecting that people, from my understanding of it, is that people are just going to buy a new phone every year, right? And the phones
it's
cost
crazy.
Like, absolutely. I don't.
And these are $1,000 phones. You're
big time expensive. That, I don't even think that's taking into account the line fee, the phone bill, just the phone, the hardware itself. And they're like, oh well, all the changes and stuff. Like my dad would like to stay updated with technology, and he's like, well, what differences are there, right?
Between one phone and the next?
Yeah, like, the Model 8 is different than Model 9, because Model 9 takes pictures in 4K, while Model 8 takes pictures in 2K, and it's like, well, it's going to wreck your computer anyways when you put it on, so what's the point? So it's just like, I think... my understanding is they, put all their eggs in one basket, right? They, they make money from selling computers, proprietary things like, not Photoshop, that's Adobe, but.
All their stuff is proprietary to Apple. It's the hardware itself is proprietary. You can't get into the computers easily to repair them in a lot of cases.
Or it's just that software, rather. And so, but then they put all their eggs in one basket in regards to these phones. And so I guess we're trying to hop onto the bandwagon here. This is a story from Breitbart.com. Published today, called Apple Predicts, quote, global warming will increase iPhone demand.
Huh? How's that?
So I'll just get into it. Apple expects greater demand for iPhones as a result of global warming, according to a report assessing the impact of climate change on its business. Quote, mobile devices can serve as a backbone communication network in emergency and quasi-emergency situations, Apple wrote in its report released Tuesday. They could serve as flashlight or a siren. They could provide first aid instructions. They can act as a radio. And they could be charged for many days via car battery or even hand cranks, it said. Over time, as people begin to experience severe weather events of greater frequency, we expect an increasing need for confidence and preparedness in the arena of personal safety and well-being of loved ones.
I don't... Okay. Is anybody actually claiming, it wouldn't surprise me if this is, you know, the environmental, so-called environmental viewpoint. And I like the environment, by the way. I like clean air and clean water and trees and, you know, parks. That's all fine. And I think those are great. But are they actually claiming that these natural disasters, tornadoes and hurricanes, typhoons, that these things are actually happening at a greater frequency? It's BS.
It seems to be what they're implying, yeah. Or people's just, you know, memory attention spans are getting shorter. Well, what I'm calling BS on is the fact that, like, oh, it could service as a flashlight. Yeah, a poor one. It could service as a siren. Yeah, a poor one. Like, why don't, you know, instead of, a jack of all trades is a master of none.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, like, oh, yeah, like, let's say, if God forbid, there's, like, a flood or a disaster. Watch enough. This Keen could really do for a flood or disaster here, all the degenerates and waste of life around here. But
he went through a flood in 2005.
God forbid, well, we're in for another one of those. You know, clean the gene pool. We're talking about Darwinism.
I don't think anybody died.
God forbid I'm in a situation like that. If I have a phone, oh, you know, okay, here, don't worry, guys. I have my first aid. My first aid instructions, my flashlight.
Yeah, as long as you haven't been playing games on it and you took the battery down to 1%.
Or
right?
As long as you don't let them do updates on it that slowly kills your battery so you could buy a new one in a sick, twisted, planned obsolescence. But aside from that,
that is an issue, by the way, planned obsolescence. And Apple has been accused of that. They've been accused of purposefully disabling phone speed, basically, like slowing down their phones after a certain period of time so as to encourage people to be like, man, my phone's so slow, I guess I had to get the new iPhone.
And yeah, and so, and they have a goal to say, oh, this could help you out in an emergency, right? Well, what's going to happen if, you know, you're on update number 5 and your phone is like, has a 10-second delay or whatever, you know, versus a rescue plane and you turn on your phone siren, but it takes too long to turn on and the plane is gone. So, like, instead of teaching people to be responsible, saying, have, you know, these are things people should all own, a survival guide, a flashlight, I don't know about a siren, but, you know, flashlight could, you've had, you know, first aid instructions, a radio, all these things people should be owning. They're saying, oh, your phone could do that, and people, probably for a disaster, people will be using their phones, not for that stuff, but to be calling for help, calling the government for help, a call that's never going to come, right? Most people, they say, like,
they don't have an obligation to help you.
Oh, and not even that, but, like, people can't even help themselves. They're just so dependent, right? There's, like, a survey taken of a classroom somewhere, and they said, the person asked the children, what would you do if there was a disaster? Only one person said, prepare the house. Everyone else said, go get help. Go call the government, right?
Call the government.
And that's why you have millions of people dying during disasters.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you join us now. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. In these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. But if you don't get in here on our radio show tonight, coming up in just under 20 minutes, we will be starting our after show called Freer Talk Live on the Twitch platform. Now, what is Twitch? Vincent, how would you describe Twitch?
Oh, well, Twitch is a streaming platform where it's originally supposed to be for people to play games, but people do other things on there that are streamed.
Yeah, they opened up the categories to include a talk shows category a couple years ago. We joined Twitch, actually, it was January of last year, so we're celebrating our first year of streaming on Twitch, and thank you to all these over 600 folks who viewed who are now followers on Twitch. And so if you want to follow our Twitch channel, just go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can hit the follow button there. You do have to be signed into your Twitch account in order to do that. And if you don't have one, it's okay. They're free accounts, so go ahead and sign up for one. And we certainly appreciate the support. It's one way you can follow what we do and watch video of the show as it happens live or later on after the fact. All right, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Jonathan in Oregon, listening via iHeartRadio. Hello, Jonathan.
It's Gavin, actually.
That's Gavin? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, there's several things, and I wanted to get to the first thing, that I agree with you almost half the time.
And, all right.
You're on my progressive channel somehow.
Oh, are you listening to KADQ out in Albuquerque?
I'm listening. Yeah, probably. I'm listening to iHeartRadio. So,
okay, gotcha.
You get on my feed, and I listen to you guys, and I try to like figure out, you know, what I agree with and what I don't. And
okay.
The first thing I want to comment on is a couple weeks ago, you commented that. One of you guys did that, the government workers don't do a real job. Basically said, someone get in there that does a real job. That does a real job. And
I think I said, I think you're talking about me. I just want to clarify what I said was And it was sort of an overarching claim, and I think I corrected myself afterwards. What I said was the government workers should go get real jobs in the productive economy.
You mean now, the free market?
The marketplace.
They might be productive, and they might actually be obviously doing work. I mean, I've worked for the government several points in my career.
Right.
But you mean a real job is in it's actually naturally created by the free market, not a
That's what I meant, and I do want to clarify: there are people who work for the government whose roles would exist in a marketplace. Like the people who clear snow from the streets, for instance. Go ahead.
Why does it have to exist in the free market to be a real job?
What I meant was a productive job, a job that is actually...
Now he's talking about what I said. I can answer that. Yeah, it's a real job because the government creates demand for things. It's not natural demand based on the market or the invisible hand.
The government is the natural entity that actually does real stuff that helps the people in the country. And... the next thing I wanted to get to.
The government let you go to the next thing here. If you want to call every night, you are welcome to call every night with whatever list of things you want to talk about. But the government is not natural unless you consider using violence against your neighbors to be a natural thing. Do you support using violence against your neighbors?
The nation state.
Well, I don't think the government does that. But
you don't think? Have you ever heard of the innocent people being bombed by the U.S. federal government in the Middle East?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you on that. See, that's one of the things I agree with you on.
Oh, okay. So you do agree that the government is violent. Okay, hold on. I just have a few more questions here. Just look, brother, you called at the very end of the show here, and if you've got a list of things you want to talk about, we are here 7 nights a week, okay? So there's plenty more time to talk about whatever other issues you have. So you've acknowledged that the government will bomb innocent, peaceful people in the Middle East. Okay, we agree on that.
Okay,
I'm with you there. Let me ask you this then: what about when the government cracks? What about when the government police roll an armored personnel carrier through somebody's front door, roll tear gas canisters into the baby's bedroom, throw a tear gas canister into the baby's bed, and then incinerate the baby? How about that? Is that something you support?
That's where I agree with you, but let me just...
Okay, but that's the government being violent to people,
let's
right?
Let's hear his rationale.
Let me move on, please. I'm talking about socialism in Venezuela. Your comments about socialism in Venezuela.
All right.
That was the main point of my call, okay? I don't understand. You guys seem so intelligent, okay?
And I am intelligent. Thank you.
Right, and I think you are. But you seem to equate Venezuelan, quote-unquote, socialism with Scandinavian or Northwest European socialism, there's no comparison.
No, actually, we didn't equate those things. We didn't equate those things.
Ocasio-Cortez, we were quoting... I remember that was brought up. Ian quoted it was quoting AOC because she said she didn't want Venezuelan socialism. She wanted Scandinavian socialism.
Right.
So. And one of the differences between, maybe you misunderstood or maybe we didn't explain correctly, but one of the differences between Venezuelan socialism and the Nordic states is that the Nordic states aren't running their government, the governments aren't nationalizing industries there like they did in Venezuela.
Right.
And
exactly.
So,
they're not run by dictators. They're not run by dictators.
It doesn't have to do with a dictatorship. The classic socialism is the takeover of industry. You would understand that, right?
There's actually 70 different kinds of socialism if you look it up on the internet. Democratic socialism is not... It's not even close.
I don't care what
there's
different
millions,
are.
There's thousands of different species of fish, but they all do the same thing. They're all called fish, and they all swim in the sea.
No, they don't.
They might look different.
This country has been socialist since the end of the Depression. Okay,
you are correct. The United States is a socialist country. You are correct. However,
right.
It's not socialist completely, and... many of these countries around the world are also not completely socialist, because a socialist country is one in which the state owns and operates the means of production. Am I right about that, Vincent?
Well, I'd say what we are in is crony capitalism.
Yeah.
That's why I support democratic socialism, because what it does is it provides capitalism, and it also provides a social safety net for those who fall through.
So did you support Obama? Did you vote for Obama?
Absolutely, I
did. Okay, all right, he's on it. Okay, all right, at least he's on it. Obama was a democratic socialist, I believe he described.
So you're saying that under this is the first time I've heard this definition of democratic socialism. You're saying under democratic socialism, capitalism exists and the state doesn't own industry?
Absolutely. Look at the Northwest Europe.
So democratic socialism is only where people have their money stolen from them to support welfare programs? Is that what you're saying?
It's not stolen. It's to support a society.
What happens when you take something that's not yours without permission? What's that called?
Not yours, because you get it, because you it's all the things that socialism supports, roads, highways.
Hold on. Are you saying we can't have roads and highways without theft?
Well, fascism, you know, the Autobahn was built under fascism.
You really think the private industry is going to provide those things?
I've got news for you. Who do you think builds the damn roads? You think the government goes out there with a bunch of tar and, you know, throws that down? No, they hire private companies to build the roads, and they pay them way too much to do it. Because the roads that we've got, for instance, here in New Hampshire, and many people complain about their roads where they live, they suck. And they could be better, but we don't have competition. We don't have a free marketplace, so therefore costs don't go down. Go ahead, Jonathan. Hello? Hello?
Well, what happened? I thought you cut me off for a second.
No, I put you on hold because I wanted to make sure I got that out. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, no problem. What happens is the conservatives get into government, and then they destroy the government, and then they say, look, government doesn't work. See, government doesn't work because we destroyed it. That's what they do.
Conservatives and liberals destroy peace and freedom. Conservatives and liberals hate freedom.
It's a left-right paradigm.
They're all the enemies of liberty, and they're all doing destruction to freedom. So here's what I'd like you to do.
No,
the answer is no government, no coercion whatsoever between human beings. And here's what I have to say to you, Jonathan. If you want to keep going.
I think.
No. Was it Gavin? I'm sorry. That's what they wrote on the call screening software, so I keep saying the same. Sorry, Gavin. Here's what I would recommend you do. Vincent and I are going to be in less than 10 minutes' time on the Twitch platform, which will, by the way, have no FCC censorship, so you can say more of what you can't say. No commercial breaks. And basically no breaks whatsoever unless we want to take one for some reason.
I'm probably going to have to pee.
Yeah, we'll try to get that done here before we start it. We'll start at about 10:06 Eastern time, so if you want to keep this conversation going, I would recommend that you call into that show. You'll need to call a different number. It'll be on the screen over at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. If you can't listen to us there tonight, that's fine. We're back on. We're every night, 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. You said you had a list of things you wanted to talk about. Let's talk about one every single night.
It's interesting.
Every single night. Best call of the night. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And join us on Twitch here in moments over at twitch.lrn.fm. This has been the Free Talk Live radio show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.